Buggy Mac, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive, all of our chats here in Los Angeles on Radio Row, brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, letting ourselves play. We're going to be having the Crab Cake Tour. I'm guessing this dude eats crab cakes. I don't know. He comes by every year playing rock and roll. He's talking about cannabis when nobody was. I don't even know what he's promoting, quite frankly, but I know we did the Wounded Warriors game together last night. I was wounded and you were the warrior. Kyle Turley joins us here. We're rocking the Rams gear.
That's
dude.
Right,
rocking
man. Rams gear. Fan, man. Since I was a kid, 8 years old, man. Rams world order right there.
Where'd you grow up?
Southern California. Yeah, my mom's from Orange County. I grew up born in Utah, lived there 6 years, went to Washington State, then moved to Southern California when I was 10.
What town is Southern California?
Riverside, Moreno Valley, actually. Nobody knows where that is, a.k.a. Murder Valley.
Inland? Inland.
Inland Empire.
Okay,
yes,
fair
sir.
Enough. All right.
Yeah.
So for you with this Wounded Warrior, run me through how you get involved. Because I looked out there and I saw Vince Ferragamo. I saw Kurt Warner. I saw Sage Rosenfels. I saw Kenny Mayne came out.
Yeah.
And I know y'all have nice hearts about it and whatever, but give me a little, because it moves you to see a man with no lower
right
extremity chase Jeff Garcia and damn near catch him. You know what I mean?
Unbelievable,
like,
man.
It's just,
yeah.
I'm in the middle of it, and I'm emceeing it. And I'm trying not to be too inspired by it because I'm trying to pay attention. But I'm thinking, this is one of the damnedest things I've done. I've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
This is a nice thing.
It is, man. It's a great opportunity to give back all the time, every Super Bowl. That's been around for a while. You know, that game I've had the opportunity to play in. And you get these guys that come out and just blow your mind. I was at a push-up competition, I think, with a one-armed dude like 3 years ago, and he did like 50 push-ups. Some of these guys are just impressive, man. And the Super Bowl brings all the best out, right? And we've had some great celebrities that were there, a lot of great TV radio personalities to Hip Hop Harry. And
Hip Hop Harry was something.
And Kurt Warner showed up, man.
Kurt Warner threw me a pass.
I know. He threw my nephews passes. It was awesome. I got him on video and I played with the guy. It's still awesome.
So, like, yeah. He's there and I'm thinking, like, he's holding the football and he's Kurt Warner. And I know him this much, you know, and he's such a nice man. He's just speak about him a little bit because, like, I text my wife this morning. I talked to my wife. I said, man, I've been doing this 31 years. I'm jaded. You know what I mean? Like, literally. Like, yeah. I've seen every Johnny Unitas and Brooks Robinson. I've been in parades, and I've seen how people handle sick children. I've seen all that.
Right.
Watching Kurt Warner just work the room, it was magical.
It really is. I mean, he's such a charismatic guy. You know, I had the opportunity to block for him, you know, and it was awesome. It was brief, unfortunately, due to the things going on with him and the management and the coaching staff. And then Mark Bulger came in and lit it up, so then that took over. But I was really looking for that opportunity to play for him. You know, I got a cover of Sporting News magazine with me and Kurt Warner, and it was awesome. And then, you know, he's out there throwing footballs to my nephews and being so kind to everybody and those special needs kids. And, you know, just that kind of guy. That's why if you have a chance, go see his movie. You know, that's how he is, man. He's just that guy.
Well, I've been around football for 25 years now, since the Ravens came, and Jen Welter was a guest on my show a couple years ago, and I know her a little bit. I've seen her out at scouting events at the Combine and whatnot. Seeing her out there with those special needs kids, you see there are just a lot of special people involved in your game.
Yeah.
And I think on a night like that, when I come out and see generations of players with Wounded Warriors, knowing how it's all tied together through BJ Gannon, a guy I know, they asked me to come out on a Tuesday and it was perfect weather.
Beautiful.
Crenshaw.
Yeah.
It was just one of those nights where you see, it's a little snippet, it'll be a little 30-second piece on some news wrap or whatever.
Right.
But I felt like it was just, it was a swell night.
It was. It was special, man. You know, to have that in the heart of Los Angeles, in the hood, you know, I mean, as they want to call it, you know, it was beautiful, man. The NFL, when it comes to town, puts on some really special events, and people that have, you know, not just them, others that organize their own events like Stars and Stripes and Sierra Delta Crew that did that, you know, and allows companies like us to come represent what we're trying to do with, all these different topics from cannabis to real estate. relate to TV stuff.
Crypto.
Crypto. I got a movie coming out, my music, all these other things. You know, it gives me an opportunity to, you know, keep everybody understanding I'm still here. You know what I mean? We're still here.
What are you doing? Kyle Turley's our guest, by the way. Chris Pica, much love to you. We're going to take a picture for Pica because we do that every year. Pica's usually here. But, you know, from your Saints time and like all that, I mean, people know of you, know what you do. You had your band. Like, where are you the other 364 days of the year?
Doing it all still. I just can't let it go. I'm playing tomorrow night the Dick of Jaws Cigars with the Stars party at the Omni Hotel with my band. Back in Nashville now, recorded a bunch of new music, doing some TV stuff. Got a show coming out called Run Boys. Play an interesting role in there.
What's that?
It's about Southern California motorcycle, kind of Fast and Furious on motorcycles.
Reality show or no?
No.
It's a movie.
Full scripted deal.
You're an actor now?
I've dabbled a little bit.
You got a SAG card?
Not yet. They didn't give me one.
All right. I'm just checking.
Yeah, I got to do some fun stuff over the years, but just doing it all. Continue to do that. It's because cannabis saved my life, period. I'm here to, you know, promote that and continue that message as well, you know. That's why I'm sitting here.
So give everybody your journey with this, because people know of you, and they know, you know, anger management and how great a player you were. Like, all, you know, people remember and say, oh, well, whatever happened to that guy? And I do remember you being probably the first person to come on here. You know, I mean, Ricky Williams was pretty outspoken in his day as well, and he played for the Ravens at the end of his career.
Right.
But not just ostracized, but much like the gambling people they've let in here now.
Right.
It was completely outlawed, blackballed.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, they get in before we do. You know, we're trying to heal people. You got Eugene Monroe, another Raven, that's been a huge advocate. As an active player, he came out, you know, as I use cannabis. You know, it's a really unfortunate. We had this
thing.
That
was 5 years ago, dude.
I know. It's crazy. And we're still just now right here, you know, where it's still this kind of thing where I'm the only person here talking about it, you know, still. It's pretty crazy.
John Sally came by and talked about it.
Yeah, Big Sal. He's out here, my guy. Yeah, he's out, you know. You know, there's a few of us out here. We're still trying to do it, man, and have this conversation.
So smoking weed when you're 23 or 17 on the park bench or in college or in the league and you have access to it when you're in New Orleans or whatever, testing, not testing, where for you, where did it jump the shark from being something that's a teenage thing to do to becoming, in this country, accepted by everyone, I think. Everyone who's done the science and the research.
Well, it's having the opportunity to experience it fully. You know, I moved back to California from Nashville. I was in Nashville after my end of my career. I started a country music career. I was touring with everybody under the sun. I was doing over 100 dates a year, opening up for all these country acts. And in and out of the hospital when I was off the road, having seizures and vertigo constantly, light sensitivity off the charts, orthopedic issues.
Football related.
All football related, you know, and then moved back to California to get rid of, you know, figure this out, because it was the only place I could have the full opportunity. Every other state was just kind of getting into it.
Colorado on or no?
Colorado was on, but I, you know, that's not my place. You know, I grew up in Southern California, and all my friends kept telling me, Kyle, you got to get back here. You got to see what this can do for you. And within the first year of coming back and being involved in a full opportunity medical program to experience it all, try everything, I found it. And it was that one night that it all hit, boom, where I tried that one strain and it resolved my light sensitivity immediately to where I hadn't been able to watch a movie in 7 years. I didn't be able to go to the movies with my kids or my family or watch TV for
playing
too long.
Playing in the band,
drive
if you're light
at night,
sensitive,
play
that's,
in
a,
the
that's
band.
A bad thing.
To wear sunglasses all the time, hat all the time. Look at Jim McMahon. YouTube his Hall of Fame acceptance speech at BYU, and he takes the glasses off with all those stadium lights and is articulating an amazing acceptance speech. This is a real experience. Cannabis saved my life, and you know, it did as well to all these other guys, and we were all talking about it, and so we started our own company, and we're in all this.
What's the name of the company?
Revenant. Revenant is the name of the brand. We're across the state of California right now. We're just doing licensing deals across the country. We'll be in Baltimore here soon, hoping to get Eugene involved in that as well. Eugene's gone. Go anywhere around Baltimore, and you look up Eugene Monroe's social media stuff. He owns a couple shops around town, and some grows, you know, really trying to expose these strains and these opportunities. It's not about getting high. It's about health and healing. And when you have that opportunity to answer that question in its full capacity, it's there. If you find it, I've replaced every pharmaceutical with cannabis, period. Only not for 8 years, not one pharmaceutical.
Do you drink?
Not at all.
Did you have a addictive issues? Give me where you were as a player.
Yeah, addictive to listening to people with bad information. Addicted to listening to coaches, listening to owners, listening to general managers, and more importantly, listening to these doctors out here who prescribed me all these horrible poisonous opiates that almost ended my life. And listening to these people now who don't have a clue about the endogenous cannabinoid system, which is the number one regulatory system in the human body that they don't want you to know about. And so, you know, I've had this experience going to these bad parts of town where they want to put this in, and I've had this resolution, and so have all these other guys. And I've had the same experience talking to the NFL. They've invited me. I've done full PowerPoint presentations in front of the NFL about this, and they still won't let me have a study in training camp to apply it and show them exactly what this can do, but they've donated some money. They're not suspending players anymore, and yeah, they're at their snail's pace as they always are with when it comes to player health and safety.
You go medicate on your own, right? that's pretty much what that's going to be, right?
Yeah, literally. I guess, you know, and that's unfortunate. You know, you have a true opportunity to understand the science behind a medicine that works. These other medicines don't work. This medicine works. There's no such thing as recreational marijuana. If somebody's using it to just get high recreationally, they've got something going on that they need feel the need to get high for. Okay, they're lying to you if they're saying, oh, I just like to smoke weed. No, you like it because it relaxes you, allows you to eat, allows you to sleep good. It allows you not to snap on people and deal with this world and how crazy it is.
Creativity.
And your health, you know. I haven't been sick in over 7-8 years to where I can't get over it 48 hours, and it's just very mild. You know, I lost the taste and smell with the COVID. All these things that everybody's experiencing and whatnot. These are brief things for me to have happen to me now. And same for my kids and my wife and all these things that happen. You know, my wife had skin cancers for 10 years. She doesn't have them anymore. We resolved that in literally with a high concentrated oil and a Band-Aid in 4 days. That's the resolution to skin cancer.
Kyle Turley is here talking. It's everybody, Revenant.
Yeah, RevenantMJ.com is a website. MJ is for Mindful Journey, because this has to start changing from the semantic conversations of Reefer Madness. But RevenantMJ.com, and go to NeuroXPF.com. That's my CBD
company.
So if I take
this video and make it all green like Reefer Madness?
Yeah, go ahead, do what you want, man. It's
hey,
all
give
good.
Me the high five. Hey, next time, bring your band.
Yes, sir.
Bring your band.
I know. I have my guitar. I'm playing tomorrow night at the Jaws Dicka Cigars with the Stars, but guitar's in the hotel room.
To watch out, new cigars at Joe Burrow. He likes those cigars, right?
I'm going to try to sneak him one before the game so my Rams can win it. I don't know. He might win it. Might be lights out like Dan Marino used to be.
One of the fun parts of being out here is like having some real LA guys and Cincinnati guys have at it. Kyle Turley stopping by.
Thank you,
talking
brother.
About Revenant. Go find him out on the internet. We're in Los Angeles. You can find us here. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Wise Markets. We're letting ourselves play on March 4th, the Crab Cake Tour, coming back to Mama's on the Half Shell.